It is a bag that 9 months ago, few thought he would be packing. A bag ready for the NFL and a chance to achieve a dream.
Gives the ball to Houston inside. Houston to the 30-yard line. Gets 4 yards. It'll be second down and six. The player is down. It's
Michael Motti, guys. Yep.
It's just, these are the cards I get dealt with, so I just got to deal with it and do my best with the hand that I got. So, that's no matter what the adversity you could call it, but I just want to play football, and this is just the path I got to go to get there. I mean, there's no, this is my road. So I mean, I'm just trying to make the most of it.
When Michael Motti's senior season at Penn State ended last November with a torn ACL, it was his third ACL tear in 5 years, which pretty much signals the end of a career for most athletes. But this is no regular football player.
As you can tell, nothing's going to hold him back from doing what he wants to do. You know, he loves to play the game of football, And as you see, knee surgeries, ACLs isn't going to stop him from doing what he wants to do. You know, he's just an ambitious type guy, and he's going to get it however he can get it.
I know he is a guy that is 100% football. That's 365 days a year. I think we have an outstanding medical staff, and the success with Eric Sugarman and our doctors on the success rate we've had with ACL injuries is why we took him. We felt he was a much more talented player than where we got him in the 7th round.
His determination to overcome obstacles landed him in Minnesota when the Vikings selected the star linebacker in the 7th round. And now he works to bounce back from his injury and once again prove the doubters wrong.
You know, once I made up my mind to give it a go here, this is really the best scenario I could have dreamed about. If you would have told me then that I'd be sitting here now, I'd be pretty pleased with that. So just to have the opportunity is a blessing.
While Motti rehabs from his injury, he starts his NFL journey with a close friend and roommate. Former Penn State teammate and fellow linebacker Gerald Hodges was a 4th-round pick in April, and still can't believe he has achieved a lifelong goal.
This is a blessing, man, just to be here, getting the bag, signing in for camp, seeing all the guys come in, including the vets, and just that experience of seeing everyone, transitioning to that, that mode, coming from summertime, and everybody's on their grind and training, to now we're getting ready to kick off the season, where we started back in OTAs and things like that, so it's real humbling, and real just like a blessed experience to just be here right now.
With the awe and open eyes from day one of being an NFL player in the books, Hodges now turns his attention to leaving his mark on the field and proving his worth to the Minnesota Vikings.
At first, I didn't come in as a linebacker. I played safety. When I made that transition to linebacker, that's a linebacker type school where a lot of guys that play linebacker is actually in the NFL still and is really excelling at linebacker. And I just wanted to make my mark there once I made that transition to linebacker, to be a great linebacker there. And I believe, that I set my mark, made my mark at Penn State as a great linebacker. And I want to do the same thing at the next level, such as everyone else that played linebacker at Penn State and that's at the NFL now. And, learn the position and try to be as best as I can be at it, playing linebacker and try to make my mark at the NFL.